in Simen Lamed Sifei. Yesh mi shoymer, shim hispalo tfilas arvis mi boid yoim. A person, Davin Mayrev, have to plug a menche, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is man Mayrev, ad sheloi hiniach tfilin. And he didn't like tfilin, ni Davin Mayrev. Ein loi lahanicham achakach, so he's not permitted to put on tefillin afterwards. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mi ba'od yoyim, b'afilu oid ha'yoyim godel, kaidim shkiyas, before the shkiyas. Lefi shekvar asau lizman hazeh layla, he made it with his ma'irev, he made it layla, Uzman shchive bekriyishma utfile shal arvis. The Mishnah Berurah wants to answer a kasha. Be'emison, by other mitzvahs, let's say by tzitzis, so laila loves man tzitzis. So there's a concept of a person davened ma'irev. So the tefillah shall he made with his tefillah that it, he was somech and Rabbi Yehuda after the plag mincha is laila mon kedav and ma'irev so memele so it's not zman tzitzis anymore, it's not zman sheifa. These are inyanim which are dependent on laila. By tefillin, b'emison tefillin is noig balayla, also make it into is noig balayla. Now, Chazal asked to put on tefillin balayla because Shema Yishin Bahem, since he might sleep with them, and then Shema Yefiach Bahem, and he'll be mezalzel on the Kedusha's tefillin. So the Achoinim Eska Kasha, that Taki, he made it Laila, go to this, it's after Plaga Mincha, it's an hour and a quarter, let's say, before the Shkia. He made it Laila, but please, it's not as man Shkivet. So why should he be also to wear Tfilin after Mayrev? So the Bir Aloche brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, because he said, B'shach b'cho, when he learned Krishna, he said, B'shach b'cho u'v'kumecho. So I'm saying that it's Zman Shchive. No, Zman Shchive really then. Zman Shchive is, there's an issa to wear tefillin. That is, so that's what he's saying over here. L'fishe k'var soil, Zman is a laylo, Zman Shchive b'krishme, Zfile shal arvis. So the Bir Aloche is a meiridike shaila. And I'd just like to mention for 2 minutes what the shaila is. There is a big machlokes apoiskim when Zman Krishma is. It seems Bizman of the Rishonim, They used to learn Krishma after Plaga Mincha. They used to learn Krishma then. And there's a big machlokes Rishonim, and that he davened Ma'irev them after Plaga Mincha, they learn Krishma. There's a big machlokes apreiskim. So what is chat that? Let's forget about Ma'irev, let's forget about Tzum, let's talk about they learn Krishma. So be'emison, there are two many Mahalchim, but let's just mention 2 Mahalchim. There's a Shita Sarabeinu Tam, the beginning Tesis and Baruchas, that's based on the Dalai Brings down. Rabbeinu Tam says, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is Zman after Plaga Minche, it's Zman, it's Laila that you can daven, it's Laila that you can daven Ma'irev. So it's also called Zman Krishma. It's called Zman Krishma. He compares the Zman of Krishma to Ma'irev. And if it's a Zman to daven Ma'irev, it's a Zman to say Krishma. And that's the Shikas Rabbeinu Tam. Now, other Rishonim hold that the Zman of Krishma is Laila, Tzei Sakei Chovim. And you learn Krishna before, you're not making Mrs. Krishna. After Plaga Mincha, you're not making Mrs. Krishna. So the reason we learn Krishna then is Lamed Vitzila Mitech Tivrei Torah. It's not Asus, you're not making Mrs. Krishna. And therefore, before someone goes to sleep, he learns Krishna Shalamita, then he should be Mechavim to be Mekayim Mitzvah Krishna. So there's a machlekes. Those who daven after Plaga Mincha, what is pshat in the Krishna they're learning? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Mitzvah Krishna Yetzim, Mitzvah Krishna now. According to the Rishonim Achilkim al Rabbeinu Tam, so they all said, that's not Krishna, it's a Krishna Lamed Betvila Mitesh Divreta, but that's not the mitzvah of Krishna. How can you say Bichas Krishna? They talk about it, but that's not the mitzvah of Krishna. The mitzvah of Krishna, you have to remember when you go to sleep, you have to be Mechavan, Gai Mitzvah Krishna. So it's very interesting. I just like to say, Amaymar Hamuska, the Trumas Hadeshin, and Simon Aleph, he brings down the Olam is Noik, like the Rabbeinu Tam. We learn Krishna after Plaga Mincha, and he brings down from a Mordechai. Well, that's how we paskin. And if a person doesn't want to learn Krishna then, because let's say there's a Tzibur learning Krishna, he doesn't want to learn Krishna then. So it's Merzi Kiyure, he's a Balgaide. What? You're not learning Krishna. All of a sudden, unless he's a Polish Becholin Yonov, everything he does, he's with Nim Yeshua said, no. But like this, we pass him like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin says. Other people say, if I can, we don't pass him like the Rabbeinu Tam. We please come down, hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. And I'll kapon him. So when are we Mekai Mitzvah Krishna? When you go to sleep, Krishna Shalamit. So now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Amor Yadikazah, and Bihalach, he clears for a shayla. He says, the Trumas Hadeshin, this halach is of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin held that this is Zman Krishna. I mean, Makamitz is Krishna. So I'm saying, Mayer B'shoch B'cho, Zman Shriva. So then the Trumas Hadeshin, listen, saying B'shoch B'cho, and now you're going to put on tefillin, make a bracha on the tefillin, Shem Yishamayim. That's a tarti disaster. But he says, but according to the people who are knowing that they always learn Krishna by Teisa Kechobim, or that learn Krishna Shalamita, they never yaitse with this Krishna. So he says, according to them, that's a Vishach Bechad, just saying that not the Zman Shriven, I'm saying the Parsha, Lamed Betzulim Etes Divretaris. He says, it could be, according to them, you can make a bracha also. He blames by Tochim, but the Shaila is a very interesting Shaila. Al-Kupan, let's go now to the Mishnah Bula. Since he daven Mayron, he said, when Krishna said, there's man Shriva, but Krishna Tzul Shal Arvis, from Yenich Boi Tzulim, so this is so you can't learn this. If you made it Laila, you can't put on Tefillin. This person didn't put on Tefillin. So now it's Plaga Mincha, it's Mavoid Yoim, he's Mechuyim to put on Tefillin. Because he davened Meirev, so he should be mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin that day. So achachroinim iskimu aloche, not like the machaber, the mechuyev lanicha. He's mechuyev to put on tefillin, even though he davened Meirev, it's yoim. Aber obli broche, but don't make a broche. A broche he should make. And a broche we can understand, it's stiridik. I just said, v'shach b'cho, and I'm saying, broche, Hashem, shishan, it's right. A broche not, about Koponim, he should zicha put on tefillin. If he didn't put on tefillin, he should put on tefillin without a broche. Kol zman shekoyin mteisa kichol. That's if he davened Meirev himself, so then he should make a broche. What if he didn't daven Meirev? Af a pisha tzibur is palo, the tzibur daven maiv, he didn't daven maiv yet, ein bekach lo, b'yenichem bevroche. Then he could make a brocha, and even though the tzibur daven maiv, but it's after plaga minche, it's still yoyim, he's mochiv, and still he can make a brocha. Imu adayin yoyim, kivin shuhu, einei, oisei, shtei, kulas, asois, resu, he's not contradictory to himself. That means he didn't daven ma'ir, tzibur daven ma'irav, so he's mechuyev in tzulim in ha'teirah. But dav kimalei nichan bo'yisayim klal. That means he didn't put on tzulim, so then he will not be in any way affected by the ma'irav of the tzibur. Aval im kvar hi niach tzulim. But if he put on tzulim already, Rak sharoite la niach kamati, wants to put on again tefillin, wants to make him with his tefillin. Ein roi la nicham im atziba kvar ispalu alva. So then that means we're bending backwards in order that he should be able to make him with his tefillin. So he's not nigra, he's not affected by the ma'irav of the tziba. But if he put on tefillin already, so now he should be affected, and since they made it Ma'irav, they made it Zman Shchiva, then he shouldn't put it on. Simen Lamed Aleph. B'Shabbos, B'Yom Tov, Osa L'Niach Tefillin. And this is a Shita of a Zohar HaKodesh, that is an Issa to put on Tefillin on Shabbos, B'Yom Tov. Because it's a Zilzul, we're belittling the Ois of Shabbos. Mignei sheheim atzman ois. Shabbos is an ois that we're avdei Hashem. So memele, by putting on tefillin, we are mezalzel in the ois of Shabbos. So you're not allowed to put on tefillin. It's an issa. Ve'im einichim behem ois acher. And if you're going to make another ois, so this is belittling the ois of Shabbos. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, V'yomtev. V'yomtev sheini nami bechlal. That means since Chazal were mesaken yomtev sheini, so they gave it a din yomtev, even though it's only a yomtev midarabonim. But they gave it the Yomtev, you make a broche, alachilas matzah, alachilas morah, even though it's not Pesach, it's not the Yomtev of Pesach, but they gave it the Yomtev, is l'gidam b'nei chutz lo ratzom b'meile, so we don't like tefillin. Again, it's Yomtev, so it's a zuzul to Yomtev. Also l'aniyah. Now, the Mechaber said a very strong lotion, also l'aniyach. That means, because it's a zilzul. You're not pshat is, I don't have to put on tefillin. Pshat is, you're not allowed to put on tefillin, because putting on tefillin is, you're being mezalzul in the ois of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So memel, if you're not allowed to wear tefillin, so others hold, v'afilu betulto, so now, this is equivalent to a kli shemalachta leisa, just like you're not allowed to be metaltal a hammer, because a hammer is oimid for meleches isa. So a hammer is only mutal tzeich gufi tzeich mekaymai. It means that I'm going to use it. I'll open up a coconut with it. Maybe I can use the hammer. But like this, it's mukten, I'm not allowed to be metaltal a hammer. That means if I left the hammer outside and I'm afraid it might get stolen, I'm not allowed to take it in. The aklisha malarta leisa is only permitted to be metaltal, let's say, rakufa, let's say, mekaymoy. So therefore, if there's an issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it's equivalent, it's also to use it. So it has the din of a hammer that only mutal gufi otzeich mekaymoy, but for another reason it'll be also shema yigonev. Let's say it's in a place now, if you won't take it away, it'll be stolen. ואפילו בטלטל יש אמרים גם כן תעשה. אם לא היא, הוא צריך גוף המי מקיימה. הוא צריך גוף המי מקיימה אותי. הוא פורא את הטפילן, נבלת מצווה טפילן, הוא פורא לן, אז השמירה. So that's called, he's using it not for mitzvah tefillin. The mitzvah stone is an issa to put on tefillin, l'shem mitzvah. Kishak l'isham alach t'elisa. That's one shita. And this is Ataz, Namog Navron. V'yesh oimrim oves amekul d'chdei shlo yiplu v'shelo yignavum nami mutal etaltalom nimokim lamokim. That means we cannot consider there's a din of a klisha malach delisa, because be'etzem the archiluk edayis, is it also to wear tefillin? The Mechaber here said it's also to wear tefillin. Others hold that that's a soyer hakodesh. Others say it's not also, there's no chiyuv to wear tefillin. It's not also. So b'meila then one would be able to be metaltalit. That means he's afraid it might get stolen, or it might fall. So then, it's not a klisha malach delisa. Now, so we have a machlekes. So now the Mishneh Berurah says, "Obemokim hadchak yesh lahotel." If it's an eretz tamatz, he's afraid he doesn't have any other eitzim, so he could be soimach on the mekilim. He's afraid it might get stolen, it might fall, so he can be soimach on the mekilim, and he brings down the goyin. Also held that it's muta betulto, some of so it is muta. Now, why is it, why does the Mechaba hold it also? Shehein atzmon ois, the Shabbos and Yom Tov is an ois, bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bein Yisrael, shenema ki ois hi beini ubein eichem. The Yom Tov, gam kem mikri ois, Yom Tov is also an ois, with the ois of Yom Tov. The Bepesach Mitzrayim Ksiv Ois V'hukshu Kol Mayadei Hashem B'Parshas Emel. So just like the Pesach Mitzrayim is called an Ois, so all the Entayim are called an Ois. Ois Acher, so if he will put on another Ois, Dainu Tfilin D'Ksivu V'hoyo L'cho L'Ois Al Yotcho Hoyezilzul. So he's Mitzalzul, that means this is not a sufficient ois. We need another ois. So that's belittling and degrading the ois of Shabbos and Yom Tov. The gam oiver, so that is zilzul. Zilzul is not, it's icha also midarabona. The gam oiver bishum lav the bal toisev. Now, if he puts it on l'shem mitzvah tefillin, and Shabbos is Lav's man tefillin, so he's adding another day. The mitzvah of tefillin is the weekdays, and he is Mamechavin, the Mekai mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. So this is an Issa Deirai, so he's Eivan Baal Paisa. V'hu shehinichon l'shem mitzvah. We put on the tefillin l'shem mitzvah, so he's being moisif yomim. The mitzvah of tefillin is the weekdays, and he's adding on the Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he's even this is the rice about toisif. That's if he puts it on l'shem mitzvah. Avo b'minichom sheloi l'shem mitzvah. But what if he puts on the tefillin shaloi l'shem mitzvah? He has no intent to be mekayem mitzvah tefillin. Ein boy mishum bal toisev. So there's no bal toisev. He's not being moisev a mitzvah. He's not doing the l'shem mitzvah. V'gam mishum zilzul ein boy. And if he's putting on the tefillin, not l'shem mitzvah, so he's not being, so it's not an ois. The whole ois is mitzvah tefillin is an ois. But if I'm putting it on not l'shem mitzvah, so it's not a noise, so there's no zulzul. V'gam yishum zulzul ein boy. Im loy shemenichen b'fahesia. Unless he puts on the tefillin b'fahesia, it's Shabbos, he goes and puts on tefillin and Shabbos. Yeah, he's on mechabal l'shem mitzvah too, but doing such a pu'ula b'farashye, that's also midarabonah. That's also midarabonah. That means in front of everyone, you wearing tefillin, that's also midarabonah. V'yesh machmirin b'chol gavni, and others hold that it's a zilzul, even though it's not b'farashye. Putting on tefillin in Shabbos is a zilzul. So we have a few sheepers over here. If he puts it on, shloi l'shem mitzvistol. Im loishem enichem bevizoyin. But what is if tefillin are bevizoyin? He passes by a place and he sees tefillin there. Okay? Hamaytzi tefillin b'shabbos besodeh. And if he won't put on the tefillin, it might get misbazed, it might get stolen, and there will be misbazed. Is mutal lovsham? So he's putting it on not l'shem mitzvah tefillin. And it's called a malbush. So there's no shaila of carrying. He's not carrying it. He's wearing it. And l'maisa, he's not putting on l'shem mitzvah tefillin. And since the purpose is that the tefillin should not come l'idei bizoyim, so l'maisa, so that's not called, so that's the purpose of l'misha. It's not called a zilzul in the ois of Shabbos because I'm putting it on to be matzul the tefillin from a bizoyim. V'chnisem le'ir derech ma'ubesh k'meish yizbor l'kam ha'simin shim alef. This is, so now we head over here that Shabbos and Yom Tov is either an issa, Mahavas Mishir, it's an issa to wear tefillin, and then if you go to Dan, there's a Zilzun, there's Mechamel L'Shem Mitzvah, there's Baltoisev, and there's now L'Shem Mitzvah we have here, if there still is a Zilzun or not. B'chol HaMoed, now, so the Mechaber Shita is, B'chol HaMoed Gam Kein Oso L'Niach Tefillin, one is not permitted to put on tefillin chalamoy. Me atam zeh ba'atzmoy. She yemei chalamoy gam hei mois. Chalamoy is also a mois. So my mele, by wearing tefillin chalamoy, you're mezalzel in the kedusha of chalamoy. Now what is the ois of chalamoy? It's muta b'melochin. B'Pesach achilas matzah. We eat matzah on Pesach. Now let us just mention, this is not so pushed that the Achilas Matzah is called an ois, because Rav Poskim hold, I mean, the Zichon no chiv to eat Matzah, the Shalos of Yimakayim HaMitzvah. There's a Chizkuni and a Goyin, that it is a Kiyam HaMitzvah, a Mitzvah, it's a Rishus, it is a Kiyam HaMitzvah, a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So then we can understand, so the Achilas Matzah is an ois on the Yom Tov. Others say the ois is that he's not eating chametz. So Memele, so the Mechaba holds that there is an ois in Chalamoid of the Yom Tov. That means that's the ois by us doing the mitzvah sayoyim. That is an ois that we're Avdei Hashem, we're doing Rotzon Hashem. So there is no need for an added ois, and therefore, it's also, that's the Shita of the Mechaba. By Yesh Oimim Svila, we didn't learn the Yesh Oimim, but the Yesh Oimim hold, you do like Tzulim Chalamayit. Kivin Shemetom, Basis Melocha, Minatayre, you'll have to do Melocha. Black ois means other souls at home. The holy simalach is only at the rabbono, so it's mutter b'malache. So the mele, so there's no ois in chalamoid. So therefore, there's no issa in wearing tefillin. Fakat yimachiv to wear tefillin. There's no ois. We need an ois chalamoid. The yesh oimim shechalamoid chayv b'tefillin. The chalamoid is chayv b'tefillin. B'chein noyhagim b'chol glilei seilo. Now this is the Ramah. So in the areas where the Ramah lives, everyone put on tefillin. L'anicham b'moyit, everyone put on tefillin. It's a machlekes of Yishayim. ולניחם במועד, ולבורך עליהם, למי לברוכה אולסו, אלו שהם מבורכם עליהם בקויל רום בבית הכנסס, כמו אישה ימי ששון. אגב, we see here from the Gemara that Shai Yemei Sashon, you put on tefillin, you make a loud bracha. That's what it says here. Well, Kaponim, Chalamoi, don't make a loud bracha, since others hold that it's plasman tefillin, so this could be, it's not per se it's not a smart thing to do. So you make a bracha quietly. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lanicham b'moyit, that they wear tefillin. B'chalitzas ha-tefillin, so achliyais b'chalamoyit koidem halo. One should take off the tefillin before halo. I mean, with halo, to wear tefillin is not the pis. The halo is more yontif tekenyan, you shouldn't say halo utzo. V'achshav nogleiz ha-noshim l'salken achi kedusha sh'tefillis yitches. They take it off by Chazor v'Sashak. Mikol mokem tzrichu l'zoyer l'chavin l'shmei Chazor v'Satshula. Fine, you take it off by Chazor v'Sashak. It's also not too problematic, but remember that this Chazor v'Sashak's not, and the Zachir and the Tzibur to hear Chazor v'Sashak. She'ein, what's the ches? The ches is Elashayim avolchem aleim b'keula. Perish, mishum diyesh menichem. Viyesh she'ena menichem. There are different. Oyein mevolchem. Or others, afilu those, they don't make a broche. And I'm going to go and make a broche. So, yes, l'voich b'chashoy, k'deish lo'y lovi l'idei machloikis. That means, you'll make a whole asik. You're making a brochen. So this could bring about a machlokes, so say it quietly. V'chein, a second thing, le'yelech ben b'shus ha'rabim le'beis ha'knesses, even though there's a very beginning, you should wear a tefillin from your house to shul, but not chalamoid. Chalamoid is, it's since others don't wear tefillin, so this is, one shouldn't do this. Bachroinim hiskimu ledas hatas. That means the Gemara brought down three menhagim. Others make a broch, others don't make a brochim. And those who make a broch should make it al kapona quietly. Bachroinim hiskimu ledas hatas the yoyser toiv lanichem paloi broch. It's better not to make a broch. Ki a broch is eino ma'akveis. There's a big machlokes. I mean, if it's b'chal chayim the tefillin, so why should you make a brochi? Put on tefillin gevaldik. It's a machlokes ha'poskim, and it's others is a chiyuv deraisa to wear tefillin. So putting on tefillin is not a problem. But the brochis are the rabbanon suffered brochis lahok. Ubeprat she'agro zal kosov the goyin holds. She'ein l'das ha'yesh oimrim ikir b'shas. This yesh oimrim, that hold that the chalamoid zman tefillin, there's no makor in shas. To them, so memele, so therefore when it's zicher, so the grain is machir, yizicher don't wear tefillin. So al kaponim, it's zicher not kedai to make a broch. But al kaponim, now the Mishnah Berurah addresses a problem. That means that we have here a machlokes. We have here a machlokes ha-poskim. The Mechaber paskins chalamoid loves mantfil. Now, according to the Mechaber, if I put on tefillin, I'm even about Tosef. I mean, I'm just with that. I put on tefillin with shame mitzvah tefillin, I'm even about Tosef. And this is the rise. According to the Gemara, I forget, this is a chiv to wear tefillin chalamoid. So zok the Mishnah Berurah, gam koidem ha'anoche yachshoy v'datoy. If he puts on tefillin chalamoid, he should think as follows. אם אני מחויב, if I מחויב in tefillin, אני מניחם לשם מצווה. ואם לאו, but if there's no chiv, אין אני מניחם לשם מצווה. וזו יצא ידי כולי עלמא. So if he makes this tnai, it seems he doesn't have to say it, המחשב is also good, about al-koponim, so then he's not doing anything wrong. Because if it's man tefillin, I'm a chavin to gam mitzvah tefillin. If it's not man tefillin, so I'm not a chavin to gam mitzvah tefillin. The avla ha-sevrim d'chol ha-moid ain't his man tefillin, ain't even about Tosef. But if he's thinking that I don't want him to gam mitzvah tefillin, not even about Tosef. Kibi tzein him a chavin ba-mechosu l'shem mitzvah v'adai. He's not thinking, I want to do a mitzvah, I want to do mitzvah soon. I made it tonight. What I want, whatever the luck is, that's what I want. V'chosh kein shein lochush b'zeh li'yisil zuzul shal ois chel amoyit. D'zeh gam kein enel k'miskaven l'shei mitzvah k'nal. I'm only doing it on a tonight. So it's not called the zachir, I do it on a tonight. But tefillin de Rabbeinu tam ein lanichem b'chalabayit. Tefillin de Rabbeinu tam, you don't put on chalabayit. Oid kosvo achoinim, and this is amoyzu deke shriach deke shayla, uruva ba'al tkois ha'chayim, deinochim shebeis atnesis achas, tzosom yanichu tefillin uktzosom lo yanichu. That if we have a different menhogim, so it is not proper, the same shul, that should have different anhogis. Mishum lois is gaidudu. Is because it's vishasa, agudis. That means in the same shul, others are doing like this, others are doing like this. Umi she'einei meniach tfilin b'chol ha'moyit, she'misvala beis ha'medra she'menichan tfilin, yesh lo'i gam kein l'anichan ab'li broche. He should put it on, he should not be different than the tzibur. The tzibur should not go on the echtun, ain't love no shanis menogim. If the tzibur had a minik till now, to put on tzibur, they should not be mishana the minik. Now, I'd just like to say one thing. In Chubis van Hoggis from Rav Sternburg, he says as follows. He says, this aloche is only applicable, let's say, in places, let's say, there were cities before the Mohammed, before the Second World War. And they had menhagim kavuim. There was a minig in Hungary, in Germany, they wore tefillin. So now, I come in and I won't wear tefillin. So it's lois is gaita to, it's lois is gaita to. He says, but now, he says, after the Muhammad, people come from all over. He gives a mashal of Stiblach. The people that come over from all parts of the world. He bought tefillin, he didn't wear tefillin. So, that's the minig. There's no basis guided over here. The minig is the way I did before. I'm not bound in a place where there's a mixture of Eden from different mekaymes. So he says there's no problem of basis guided. So others can wear tefillin, others don't wear tefillin. And they forget they're doing what they messiah from their parents. So that's what he says. He also says, so, I mean, this is a merdik negev. You have a minion. You have a minion. Seven wear tefillin. Three don't wear tefillin. So you can't. So he says, Mika Adin, in such a case, you can have these 10. He says, preferably they shouldn't be together, but they should be Royan Elu as Elu. Royan Elu as Elu. And that's what's not shim, but you can see them, though. No, if you need them for a minion, you need Royan Elu. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, so that's Kabbalah. Okay. So, but if you, so that is, but he says, if you only have one minyan, so it has to be Matura, but it's preferable. That's what the Ikea then he holds. That, and then they bring down, the Rav Pais bring down, Eretz Yisrael is a mokem, Shanoagu, that they don't wear Tvulun Chalamayt. Eretz Yisrael, the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael was Nisyasid. From the Talmidei Agrot, Talmidei Baal Shem, that isn't with Tefillin. So, my male, that's the minig amokim. So, someone comes to Eretz Yisrael, in shul, he should zichen not daven with Tefillin. she should daven. Well, I mean, that there it's a mokim, there it's a kvur. Or if you have a shul, that the minig is to wear tefillin, so that's the thing, you wear tefillin. Yeah, that's not a steeple. I mean, that's a tequila or a base filler. I mean, that's Satma and Vishnit. Yeah, Al Kaponim, yeah. I once heard a svarid, I once heard saying over from Rabbi Yenish and Shtaib Sechayna Lebroche. Rabbi Yenish and Shtaib said if a person is davening in a place where they wear tefillin, his meaning he doesn't wear tefillin. So someone told me over Bishmoy that he said he could daven there without tefillin. He said, well, if my person is, he has a problem with a goof milky during the year, so he also doesn't daven with tefillin. I mean, so his unhug is understandable. You have to, he can say he's together like them, but unfortunately he can't put on tefillin.